Hi there, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mike. We just want to start off by saying we understand. Living with chronic pain, it can often feel as though you're in a constant battle with your own body.
Absolutely, Mike. And we know that this battle can sometimes feel lonely, scary, and downright exhausting. But remember, you're not alone in this journey.
That's right, Sarah. We're here as your trusted friends to help you unravel the complexities of your options and to provide some clarity.
Indeed, we believe that knowledge can be empowering. So today, let's talk about something that might really help you, stem cell therapy in Mexico.
Now, we know this might sound a bit overwhelming, but we promise to break it down in a way that's easily understandable. We're here to help you make the best decision for your health and well-being.
And always remember, we're in this together. Our aim is to provide you with valuable information that can not only help you understand, but also give you hope. Because you deserve relief and a life free from constant pain. So let's start this journey together, shall we? Hello, it's great to have you with us. We know that living with chronic pain can be challenging, and you're probably exploring all kinds of ways to find relief. One option that might have come across your path is stem cell therapy. And maybe you're wondering about having it done in Mexico.
That's right, Sarah. Stem cell therapy has shown promise for various conditions. And Mexico may offer more affordable options for patients. However, safety should always be a priority when considering medical treatment abroad. So let me explain this in simple terms. Is stem cell therapy in Mexico safe?
Yes, Mike, I think we all could use a plain language breakdown here. So what makes a stem cell treatment safe for someone dealing with chronic pain?
Good question, Sarah. For any stem cell treatment to be considered safe, there are several aspects to look at. It should be conducted in a licensed and regulated clinic. The stem cells should come from certified laboratories. The medical team needs to be properly qualified. Patients need a thorough medical evaluation before treatment. Informed consent should always be given, and follow-up care after the procedure is crucial.
So it sounds like a person really needs to do their homework before diving into this form of therapy.
Absolutely, Sarah. Being well-informed helps you make the best decisions about your health. And remember, Mike, while these factors help ensure safety, no medical procedure is completely without risk.
True indeed. Now let's talk about something which must be on many minds out there. What can make stem cell therapy risky?
Well, Sarah, some possible risks include clinics not being properly licensed or avoiding regulation. Stem cells prepared in non-sterile conditions. Medical teams, lacking credentials or experience, absence of health screening before treatment, and a lack of transparency about the sources of stem cells.
So it's essential to be cautious and thorough in choosing a clinic.
Yes, Sarah. The good news is that stem cell therapy in Mexico can be as safe as treatments in the U.S., provided one chooses a licensed and well-regulated clinic.
That's comforting to hear. Now I'm sure our listeners would like to hear a bit more about what those risks look like.
Of course, Sarah. Some patients may experience mild side effects such as headaches, fatigue, or discomfort at the site of the procedure. A small percentage might have local skin reactions such as swelling or inflammation. Serious adverse events like organ failure are extremely rare but still possible. It's important to discuss these potential risks fully with your medical team.
It's clear that open communication is key here. For anyone considering this, remember that you deserve full transparency when discussing your treatment options.
Absolutely, Sarah. And finally, if you're looking for reputed stem cell clinics in Mexico, one option stands out. Cellular Hope Institute in Cancun is known for its advanced regenerative therapies and highly experienced team.
Thank you for sharing all this valuable information, Mike. It's so important for you out there dealing with chronic pain to understand all your options and make informed decisions about your health.
Definitely, Sarah. And remember, we're here for you every step of the way on your journey towards pain relief.
Remember, you're not alone in this fight against chronic pain. There's hope out there and solutions that may truly change your life for the better. Please continue to join us for these discussions and never hesitate to seek more information about your options. We know that dealing with chronic pain isn't easy, and we truly admire your courage and resilience. We hope the information we've shared today helps you better understand the potential benefits and risks of stem cell therapy in Mexico.
Remember, you deserve to live without constant pain. This journey may be tough, but we believe in your strength and determination. And remember, you're not alone. There's an entire community here rooting for you.
We want to thank you personally for taking the time to seek information about your health. Your commitment to your well-being is inspiring, and we're here to support you every step of the way.
We understand your struggle, and you're doing the right thing by exploring all your options. No matter what health path you choose, we're here to help guide you.
Until next time, be kind to yourself and remember there's always hope.
Goodbye and keep going. You're stronger than you think.